بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فعن الحسن رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: دع ما يريبك إلى ما لا يريبك، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سيدنا حسن رضي الله عنه narrates that the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said: leave that which gives, that creates a doubt within you, that which is doubtful, and prefer that which does not create doubt within you, that which is doubt-free. This hadith on the face of it is a simple hadith, that those things which are doubtful, leave them, and adopt those things which are free of doubt. But in reality, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is telling us a very, very important part of our deen. Why? To understand this, you need to understand a bit of theory. You need to understand a bit of theory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in every one of us, He has created a nafs. And the nafs always desires enjoyment, relaxation, new things, pleasurable things. That's how it's created. And every person has it. From the Nabi to the lowest Muslim, every person has it. And this nafs, it's such that the first thing to understand is that this nafs, you must aim boundaries by itself. If you don't fix boundaries for it, it will do whatever it feels like. It will incline you towards whatever it feels like inclining. And new things are always pleasurable. That is the nature of a person. So it will always incline towards new pleasures. This is a separate topic in itself which needs understanding. So this nafs needs to be kept within boundaries. And Sharia has done that for us. One of the reasons that in the non-Muslim world, amongst non-Muslims, amongst people who don't follow a deen, they're always thinking of new wrong things. As time passes, they keep thinking of new wrong things. One reason is this, because the nafs, if you don't keep it in boundaries, it goes anywhere and everywhere. So that's a separate topic in itself. But Sharia has created boundaries for us. So this is the boundaries. And through those boundaries, if you teach the nafs that these are the boundaries and you must stay in it, it stays within them. But every so often, the nafs will try to test the boundaries. That's the nature of it. Let me give you a very simple example. You, for example, let's say your practice is that with the Fard Salah, you read the Sunnah Mu'akkadah as well. And you read the Sunnah non-Mu'akkadah as well. Now, Sunnah Ghair Mu'akkadah is not necessary, but you read it. You have a practice of reading it. So you will be reading it. But every so often, the nafs will test the boundary, meaning it will make you feel like leaving Sunnah Ghair Mu'akkadah. Today, it will make you feel like saying, you came late from work, and if you catch the Fard of Asr, it will be fine. The four Sunnah before Asr are not necessary, the Sunnah Ghair Mu'akkadah. Look, it's testing the boundaries. Whatever you have set the boundary, every so often the nafs will test that boundary. If your boundary is Fard only, you don't pay attention to Sunnah Mu'akkadah, Sunnah Ghair Mu'akkadah, the nafs will test that boundary every so often. That is the nature of the nafs, that every so often it tests the boundaries. Now in our Sharia, in our deen, there are things that are halal, and there are things that are haram. And right at the end of halal is a group of things which are called doubtful. They are the border. Now, if you and I, our mentality is, if it's haram, we stay away from it. But if it's not haram, if it's a bit doubtful, then it's okay. Then you are stopping right at the line. You are stopping right at the line. Every so often, the nafs will test that boundary. Every so often, the nafs will test that boundary. So, really, this applies to everything. This doesn't just apply to food. Normally when we mention doubtful, the word food, no, it applies to actions as well. Is this permissible? Is this not permissible? But let's take the example of food. You have this boundary that, these are haram, and these, for example, let's say takeaways. These places, the non-Muslim places, or the haram, or the serious issues. And these places are fine. And these one or two places, I'm not quite sure. And you have a habit of eating from there. Every so often, the nafs will make you feel inclined towards one of these places. But if your boundary is here, that no, these doubtful places, I don't go anywhere near them. Then when the nafs tries to test the boundary, it will test the boundary here. So if you and I, we want to keep our deen safe, then we need to stay away from doubtful things as well. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said this. In fact, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes as far as to say that if a person stays away from doubtful things, number one, his deen will stay safe, and number two, his honor and respect will stay safe in this world as well. Because if he's always testing the boundary with doubtful things, sooner or later he will do something which will embarrass him and humiliate him in the eyes of people as well. So you and I, we need to hold fast to this principle as well in life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us topic to practice on this.